sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour on this Monday, March 3rd, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now is Christian Marcus, longtime friend, Antrim County resident, served on the Antrim County Board of Commissioners for many years. He was our county's representative for the Michigan Association of Counties and also ran for the state house in the 105th House District in the last August primary. Good morning, Christian. Welcome on into the show.
Good morning, Trucker Randy. How are you today?
We're good, 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 buddy. I know you're on the road. You're out there working and doing your thing, but wanted to have you on the show to talk about what have you been doing since you left being a county commissioner. You stopped running for state rep. You're now back in private sector. Tell us a little bit about what you've been doing for the last few months.
Well, you know, it's still deep in my heart to serve the county, so I did stay engaged. I'm working with the Michigan GOP. I was recently elected at last convention to be on the state committee this year. So we will continue to work with all the counties and keep moving forward with a little bit of celebration on the side. At the same time, I have to. We got bills to pay. We got to get back to work and get your business rolling. And one of the greatest things that came out of my campaign, along with meeting people, was meeting some business people and striking up relationships with them and learning a lot from them.
Now, these were people you're saying when you were out actually campaigning for that August primary, 105th State House District race, this is where you came in contact with these folks?
Sure did. You never know who you're going to talk to. You know, I always say that you should always, in your church community, you really need to get to know people in your church as an example. There's a lot of business leaders in there that are love to talk about things, give you tips and points. And when you get so caught up in the rat race and the rut of work, you forget that you have to keep growing. You got to keep learning. You got to keep on striving to be better at whatever you're doing. And after I sold my store, I realized that for many years I was in a rut. I sold that store and I missed the people, but I didn't grow. And now it's amazing. I take that experience, I take my government experience, I take all that stuff, and I seem to be more open to hearing people now. And I want to make sure that everybody on your radio show gets that out of this morning's talk. And then the treat that's coming the next coming Mondays is it's going to get better and better.
Well, one of the things that I know that people, like you say, they get in a rut, whether it's being the mailman or whether it's working at McDonald's or whatever it is their job is, working for a company like you do with a beverage company, you kind of get in that safe rut zone that's like, okay, I'm trading my time for a paycheck, but you don't really realize that that leads ultimately to this rut you're referring to. And you kind of maybe don't always have the opportunity to keep your mind open or to hear, or like you say, knocking doors when you were running for state rep gave you a great opportunity to meet some folks. And we're going to talk about that here in the next segment. But we're also planning every Monday, folks, for this month of March in this exact same time slot from 11:30. We're going to be talking to some of these people that Christian Marcus actually met while he was out there on the campaign trail, and to hear their story and what information they've been sharing with him, and basically helping him to see some opportunities. So we're going to get into all that here the next Monday, every Monday for the month of March, 11 to 11:30. And Kristen, we're excited. We appreciate you sharing this information with us. Can you stay through the break with us?
Sure. Thank you.
Okay, very good. I got more text messages coming in, questions for you. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back with Kristen Marcus.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Impetoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Impetoskey.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a SafeStep walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. Staying on through the break is Kristen Marcus, longtime friend of ours here in Antrim County, former county commissioner, very active in state government, very active in the Michigan Republican Party, now serving as, again, a state committee member for the 1st Congressional District. Christian, got a couple of text messages for you real quick, short answers. Does Christian plan to run again against Ken Borton for the 105th House District? Is that something on your mind? Is that something you're still thinking about?
The only thing on my mind right now is how well he's doing. I want to see the action. I want to see the engagement at the local level. That's what I'm looking for. So it hasn't crossed my mind since I ran, but I do have the same expectations I did when I did run. So I'm on the lookout to make sure that he is actually engaging with the people more than he did before, having coffee hours again, which he never did. So those are little things that I'm hoping that he starts to engage with people more.
Very good. If he does that, then there's no need to run against him. He's doing the right thing.
Exactly.
Okay, good. Next text message. What are you doing? People are wondering, you know, you sold the store that they loved stopping at. By the way, this guy's a snowmobiler, and he said we filled up many times from Lakes of the North. They'd be running sleds all over Otsego County and in the eastern part of Antrim, and said, you sold the store, and what are you doing these days?
Well, there's so many great customers that I miss. That's the only thing I miss about the store, to be honest with you. I took that summer off after I sold the store, and I ran across a salesman of mine, and he said, hey, you know, we're looking for somebody in a beverage company. So I told my wife, hey, I can do better in some of these sales reps. So I'm out
there. Absolutely. So that's what you're doing, traveling all over. Now, where does your territory take you?
It is literally, if you drew a line from Gaylord across to South Valpena, go all the way down to Oscoda and make a big box, up 75, all the way up back up to Gaylord, that would be my territory.
Gotcha. So you're on the road constantly. Greatly appreciate that. Well, you did mention that when you were out on the campaign trail, knocking on doors, talking to people, networking, that you did come across some people, some business people with a lot of experience in the business world. And I wanted to give you an opportunity to talk about some of these people. I know Frank is going to be coming on next Monday with us. Describe that journey. Describe that process as to how it happened and who did you run into? What did you learn?
Well, it started off with a businessman that I've known for 30 years. He's very successful in his payment processing company. And I at one time wanted to switch my processing at my store, but I was branded with Marathon, so it kind of screwed that all up. But he kept his contact with me, and one day he called me and said, hey, you know, there's a gentleman moving up to Northern Michigan. He's kind of famous, and he wants to support the good candidates, and he's a big Trump supporter, and he wants to meet you. So I did a Zoom meeting with him. I literally was interviewed by the man to find out whether or not I was somebody he wanted to work with. And it was quite an eye-opening experience having this very successful man talk to me. And we have become great friends. He's a mentor today with me, and he's in Florida now. When he comes back up in the spring, him and I are going to be tearing up the town.
Very cool. Now, this is all part of new information. Like you said, you had your eyes open, your ears ready to listen, and this information from this businessman came to you through him, but also other people that you've learned, like Frank and Tom, other people have led into basically something that you're considering doing sideline to your current job, something that people can become a part of, basically, is what you're interested in sharing with people.
Yeah, you know, basically he got me to start dreaming again. You know, that's one of the issues that what happens to you when you're in a rut. You don't have a mission, you don't have a plan, you stop dreaming. And one of the things I want to talk about is basically the importance of keeping a dream in front of you and writing it down, and getting the right people around you, utilizing technology. It's amazing. Companies like Shopify, they just recently put out, after COVID, they put out a new list of things that they're going to make adjustments for to attract customers. And these are things you got to do in your own business. And when I look for a business, and I've actually shopped around to buy a new business, to be honest with you, I've looked at partnering with a company, which you know you're aware of. I looked at franchises, and I have my own checklist of what I look for. And a lot of it has to do with people you're working with. If they have integrity, if they're consistent with their business plans. But let me read these off to you. What Shopify believes are most important ideas: invest in knowledgeable people within your industry, partner with other retailers, create loyalty programs, have a quality product that drops on a regular basis, a system of simple and duplicatable within the platform, run geo-targeted ads, incentivize your customers, and create community hubs. That last one really surprised me. You know why? Because back then, I didn't even know what a community hub was. Shopify does, and they're still working towards it, utilizing AI. And you're going to learn more about that before the end of this month.
Well, one of the things that I was very interested in talking with you and these other gentlemen is the fact that we have so many people that, like you say, they're in a job, they're working at a company they've been at for years, or maybe they have their own small business that they have been struggling to keep open here in Michigan's economy. But we all know people. And that's the biggest thing that I think these community hubs in what you're talking about, like what we've done here on the radio show, our own little radio family. We've created our own hub of listeners that people, you know, one lady texted me yesterday and she said, "Randy, you're right. You need to make sure you warn people." And I'm like, "What are you talking about?" And she said, "Well, you always joke about being crack radio. Stop, you know, beware of listening because you might get addicted to my show." She goes, "Now I find myself every morning sitting down with a cup of coffee and I have to listen to your shows. I listen live. I don't listen on demand." But it's amazing how many people that we now have in our radio family, but more importantly, how many people do they know that aren't even listening to the show yet? How many people do they know that they know? I mean, this goes into all of that, and you brought it up right there in the top, I believe, 16 numbers of items that Shopify came up with. Those are just eight of them, and it's basically all eight of those you just described is exactly what you and I have been doing for years without even knowing about it.
Correct. You know, a lot of people, they have an A and B plan, and a lot of us are still... We settled for the B plan in life, and those who had done the A and stuck with it, they had more of a what we call the 1099 mentality, and not so much the W-2 mentality,
right?
Where you're working for nubs, so to speak, from Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, right. One of the things, one of the things I think is because we have been taught from an early age, you know, work hard, do good. You know, pay your bills on time, buy a house, get married. I mean, this is all something that we just innately learn from a very early age, replicating basically what we saw our parents doing. But that was back in, for me, that was back in the 50s and 60s. I mean, we have changed so much in technology and the way of doing business. Things have absolutely changed. These are ideas that you're talking about right here on this list.
You know, it's funny that the governments and everybody thought that relationship stuff would go away, but that's been proven to be false. Relationships are the most important thing in all businesses, and they realized it somewhat late. And a lot of these companies are scrambling, trying to figure out how to get reengaged with the people. And I'll give a perfect example. This is a quote that my friend Briggs said. He says, "People will not much remember what you do, but they remember how you made them feel." In other words, If I'm just a passerby and I sell you some spirits in your store and you never see me again until I text you next week, am I creating a relationship with you or am I just taking your order?
Just taking the order.
You know, so it's important to really create and have those engagements with people, and of course integrity and everything is so important. And the number one thing, as I mentioned earlier about the dream, is like, if when I was young, I was actually a pretty good hockey player. If you would have asked me what I want to do, I'd say I want to be a pro hockey player. And if I didn't put it down and write it and strive for that goal, it would have been diminished. And most people would settle for something less. And to be honest with you, my injury ended my dream. But
sure,
you got to keep dreaming. And if you don't, you're gonna make excuses when opportunities come your way.
Absolutely.
Guys, I'm going to tell you what, I am the warm-up band in the garage for these guys, because they've done this, and I am so fortunate. As a matter of fact, it costs thousands of dollars to even have these guys speak, by the way. This is a favor to me. Thousands of dollars to have them speak. People go to the stadiums to listen to Briggs speak, so I can't wait.
Yeah, and again, what is Briggs' last name?
Hart, H-A-R-T.
H-A-R-T, Brig Hart. You can look him up. You can search him. He's going to be on, actually, the last Monday of this month. We're going to have him on Monday, March 24th. And he will be, like you say, the keynote speaker of this series we're doing with folks. And all, again, based on information that you found when you were out door knocking for your state representative campaign, and leading to meetings and growing and expanding your horizon, getting you to listen to this information. And it's something we're going to do every Monday, again, from 11:30. March 10th next week, we'll be on with Frank Kuntz. He's going to be joining us. And then Tom, he will be there on the 17th. And then Brig Hart will be with us on the 24th. Christian, final thoughts before I let you go for today?
Final thought is... I'm not hoping merely to convert people to a better way of living. I want to educate them so they become more productive and elective in their lives. Rather than just be busy, I want them to enjoy their life and their journey through it. I want the people to be busy and want them to be productive and effective in their lives and put God first in everything they do, and the rewards will flow. That's a book written by Brig. Says, why not you? Why not now? What a great book.
Great book. Great man. Again, he'll be on with this Monday, March 24th. I'm going to let you go. I know you're crazy busy. You got to get back to your route, but appreciate you coming on the show today and spending time with the listeners and bringing this new information to us.
All right. Thank you for your time. God bless everybody.
God bless you. We'll talk to you soon. One thing that intrigued me about this series is the fact that these are people based right here in Michigan, people that are doing something for us, putting together a company, putting together information, putting together products, putting together the way to deliver in a completely new and interesting way. And luckily, Christian Marcus is the one that knew about it, found out about it, brought it to my attention, and it was something I felt deeply, very concerned and excited at the same time, going into this with open eyes, wanting to hear and listen to everything that they're putting together, but more importantly, bringing it to us in a way that can be duplicatable, number one, easy to do, and something that might end up possibly bringing your dreams into a reality. So we're going to talk about dreams, we're going to talk about goals, we're going to talk about things that you want to accomplish on your bucket list and what you can do to possibly enhance and improve your ability to do it. And so that's what we're going to be talking about. Again, the next four Mondays from 11 to 11:30, we're going to have Frank on next week, then Tom, and then Brig Hart is going to be joining us on Monday, March 24th. And giving us a lot of information, laying this out for us in a way that we can understand and move forward about this information they're going to be sharing with us. So greatly appreciate those guys and all the effort, coordination we're going to put into this, and hopefully make your life better as well. Bottom of the hour news break of hour number three. Short break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news.